Now, I want to move into this chapter here. He says, as he is mononymously said, and will say it three times in this chapter, he's going to say, verse 1, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying." Now, there's only one alternative for you. Either the Lord said it, you agree to that, or you take the position that Ezekiel is lying about this. There's no middle ground. You have to say one or the other. Well, I take the position that the Lord said this to him and that he's not giving his viewpoint. My feeling is that Ezekiel's feeling did not enter too much into his message. This man Jeremiah was overwhelmed by it. His feelings entered into every word that he said. I don't think that's true of this man. And you say, can you support that? And I can. You remember at the beginning when God gave him his commission, he says, you're going to speak to a rebellious people, a rebellious nation, and you're going to speak to a hard-headed people. And he says, Ezekiel, I'm going to make your head harder than theirs. And you know, a little of that hardness got down to his heart, and he could lay it on the line for them. And it makes you actually love him for it. I think that if his feelings had entered into him, this man would have been crushed by the message that he have to give. Now, will you notice here the attitude of the people to him now? He's been speaking in parables. He's been acting them out. We saw one. It looked like he was giving them a TV commercial for a shaving soap or razor or something. And you'd never think that. And then the idea of him digging through his house and coming up out in the street. That is a crowd getter, but it does sound rather strange. And you find him enacting out a great deal of this. Now he says here, verse 2, "Son of man, set thy face toward Jerusalem, and drop thy word toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel." Now, we have him here telling them now about the impending judgment. "And say to the land of Israel, thus saith the Lord, behold, I'm against thee. I'll draw forth my sword out of its sheath, will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked." The judgment now is apparently inevitable. Up to these last chapters, the mercy of God is extended. But now judgment is coming, and there's no other apparently alternate to it. And God says, I'm against you. That's the first time he said that about his city of Jerusalem. And now he says, I'm going to cut off the righteous and the wicked. Well, that sounds strange, does it not? Who are the righteous? Those who say they are. The church members. The ones that in that day were not saved at all. But they went through the ritual of it. They were religious. A great many today have the band-aid of religion over the sore of sin. And they need to pull that old band-aid off and get that sore lance because it'll kill you. It's cancer. And you just don't cure cancer by putting a band-aid on it. And you don't cure sin by becoming religious. That's not the way that you overcome. And therefore, God says, I'm cutting it off now. I'm moving in, and with my sword, I intend to destroy the city. Now he tells this man to do something that I'm not prepared to say whether his feelings are in it or not. He's told to do it. He certainly didn't do it naturally, so I think he's acting apart from that.